The worst part about this is that isn't this also going to just hurt regular Russian people? Like, all of this economic punishment, it's like the people who bear the brunt of it are poor people in Russia who have no control over what their government does, just like us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's exactly the reason why the ruling class is doing this, because like they want to exercise regular war, right? Like if they could, they would just send us to go, you know, fight and die on the fields of Ukraine. But they can't.
Well, not us, because we're getting old.
No, we're getting a little old. I'm a little flat in the feet. You know what I'm talking about? I got some fallen arches. But
they would have us manning the mics. We would have a shotgun mic, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. No, we would be radio-free Ukraine.
Shotgun mic. That's my indie ukulele rap cover's name. Yeah, it's a bad
shotgun
time.
Shotgun M-I-K-E. Yeah. Like your name's Mike.
But
I say the N-word a lot while playing ukulele.
It's extremely rough. But no, you're absolutely right. The reason they're doing this is like because they don't have a way to subsidize like the death, the straight up like militarized death and destruction that something like this would normally entail. So instead, they're going to wage economic war, and the soldiers in that economic war are going to be us, every single person in each country that gets involved with it, because governments don't understand social program. All they know is wartime, austerity, eat hot chip and lie.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. you're absolutely right, John. It is modern war. It is
Tom
economic
Clancy's
war. It is
eat
a war.
Hot chip.
It is a war of sanctions. It's a war of drone warfare. It's a war of like asymmetrical everything. It's and yes, the people, the just working regular people, the proles in each country, each faction of that war are fodder, right? So if a bunch of people freeze because they can't afford heat, gas, if a bunch of people can't get to work, if a bunch of people lose their jobs, if a bunch of people like lose their homes because they can't fucking afford to live, if people lose their kids or their kids starve or what the fuck ever, that's fine in the service of a pissing contest, a fucking global pissing contest between the two basically elite factions that are doing war right now. They don't give a fuck about you, and the most anti-war thing you can do, since you are being used as that type of fodder, is to say, I don't give a fuck what happens in Europe. I just want cheaper gas.
Well, I mean, like, it's just like, if you live in the United States, you're insulated from this conflict in so many ways, which I totally get. But like, yeah, when you're faced with this kind of austerity, you should look your government right in the fucking eyes and be like, hey, look, like, I know Putin's a piece of shit and he shouldn't have done this, but you created this situation. Like, you purposefully and blatantly and openly created this situation, knowing full well that your primary political constituency has the memory of a fucking goldfish, and like, nobody's going to hold you accountable. And at some point, you know, we're eventually going to have to hold him accountable. And I'd get in trouble if I told you the right way to do that on the show.
Yeah,
but, you know,
that's what
here's
I keep talking about.
It doesn't involve a fucking ballot box. There's no ballot boxes involved. Not till you've done most of the work already.
It involves shackles. It involves...
Ballot boxes are the victory lap. It's not the first step.
Yeah. Yo, you better already be smoking cigars and drinking champagne when you crack out the ballot boxes.
Yeah.